Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, this week on itsafreecountry.org, we're asking, have you been witness to revolution anywhere in the world or a participant in revolution anywhere in the world? Tell us what you know. Recount your own experiences. How can you inform the situations in Egypt and throughout the Middle East? Were you there in Cuba in the 1950s? Were you there in Iran in the 1970s? Were you there in Central America in the 1980s? Were you there in Eastern Europe in 1989 and the early 1990s? Wherever a revolution took place that you are a part of, and we did a call-in on this, as some of you heard on Friday, that was amazing. People calling in who came originally to the New York area from just about everywhere in the world. And there have been literally scores of countries that have had revolutions, democratic or otherwise, in our lifetimes. So anybody who's listening right now who's been through any kind of actual political revolution in any country, Paris 1968, we want you to go to our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. We have a special page for this. And tell us a little bit about your story and what lessons they may learn as they transition from Mubarak in Egypt, transition from Ben Ali in Tunisia, and any of the other changes that are taking place right now in the Arab world. We want your stories. And then we're going to have a special event in the green space that we'll build around this on Friday. Tickets are available for that, by the way, at thegreenspace.org. But mostly we want you to go right now to our politics website, itsafreecountry.org, and add your story to the collection of firsthand experiences of revolution from anywhere where you may have experienced it. Will you help us with that? Itsafreecountry.org for your experiences of revolution and possible lessons for the people in Egypt and elsewhere right now. So right now, speaking of revolutions, they used to call it the Reagan Revolution. Wasn't quite a violent upheaval of a country's government, though it certainly was a lot of change. And as you probably heard, yesterday would have been Ronald Reagan's 100th birthday. There were observances at the Reagan Library and at the Super Bowl, and events are planned all year. And we want to open phones right now for a particular kind of listener associated with Ronald Reagan, and that is anybody who ever considered yourself a Reagan Democrat. Let's do a little oral history here for a few minutes with Reagan Democrats. So if you ever would have taken that label on yourself, whether or not you adhere to it today, give us a call. Tell us, why were you a Democrat originally? What then made you a Reagan Democrat? And what happened afterwards? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And, of course, for conservative Republicans, Ronald Reagan has become a touchstone, so much so that questioners have to say, except for Reagan, when asking candidates for the Republican presidential nomination to name their favorite presidents. But in the interest of bipartisanship, we would like to hear from one group of Democrats, the so-called Reagan Democrats. If you were a Democrat who voted for Ronald Reagan in 1980 or 84, call us and tell us where that came from for you. And for that matter, what has happened to your opinion of that era since then? And who gets your support now? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Typically, Reagan Democrats were working-class white folks who were more socially conservative than the Democratic Party at the time. And on the economic side, who'd had it with inflation and special interests and cared strongly about national security. A lot of neocons who came out of the Democratic Party originally, like Gene Kirkpatrick, I think, who was one of the Reagan appointees in foreign policy. But you tell me, why did you as a Democrat support Ronald Reagan in 1980 or 84? And who do you support now? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You know, the pollster Stan Greenberg made a name for himself studying the Reagan Democrats in one county in suburban Detroit. And after President Obama's election in 2008, he declared the group disbanded. They had come back to the fold of the Democratic Party. Does this sound like you? Did you maybe vote for Reagan in the 80s and then continue to vote Republican, but then vote for Obama in 2008? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And what about now? Are you Reagan Democrat, Obama voter, Tea Party supporter? 212-433-9692 for Reagan Democrats for the next few minutes. Paul in Nutley, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Hey, good morning. Reagan was the first two elections I voted in, 80 and 84. And, you know, back then in college, it was unusual to be a Democrat and vote for Reagan. But I guess the main thing is just the hope that he gave and how proud he made us feel about our country and how great it is. And, you know, while I voted for Obama, I kind of cringe sometimes when he apologizes for our country, and he just doesn't seem to make everybody feel as proud to be an American as I used to feel with Reagan.
Who'd you vote for between Reagan and Obama?
Between who?
Between Reagan and Obama for president.
I voted really every time Democrat since.
Uh-huh. So you really were a Reagan Democrat. Can I ask, since those were your first votes for president, what were your parents like politically?
My father was a Democrat and my mother was a Republican.
So you wouldn't say you came out of a particularly liberal tradition and had to stage an act of apostasy against the family to become a Reagan Democrat?
No, I wouldn't say that at all.
All right, Paul, thank you very much for starting us off. And listeners, we have about 10 minutes for this. So if you are ever a Reagan Democrat and you call us up, you're going to get right on. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Give us your political oral history of being a Reagan Democrat once upon a time. Kevin in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, hi, this is Kevin. I voted for Reagan during my first presidential election. I was about 20 or 21 years old, and I voted for him probably in retrospect because of his charisma, because he had an acting background, and I was in the arts, and I thought he was going to, you know, put a lot of money in that direction, and it was based on a very superficial idea of what I thought he represented, and I rapidly went the other direction once I saw what his policies entailed, and I basically loathed his administration after that, but I did vote for him in 1980, and ever since I've voted Democrat.
And what did you come from in terms of the political heritage of your family?
I was raised in Eastern North Carolina. My immediate family had always voted Democrats. They worked for the city. They also, actually, my mother worked for the federal government as a civilian, but they believed in government. And
were they aghast that you voted for Reagan as a young adult?
No, I don't think anybody knew. But one of my grandfathers was a local deputy sheriff, and a lot of them were in education. A lot of them taught in public schools and were principals in public schools. And they, you know, they were widely Democratic, and they still are Democrats.
Mm-hmm. They never knew. Boy, you had a lot of restraint at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I guess so. But believe me, they've known my extreme left policies ever since.
Kevin, thank you. Ryan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You're a Reagan Democrat?
Yeah, well, He was the second election I had, and I voted for him both times. I just really believed in the personality he brought. I thought, you know, kind of what the last caller said about the hope he made, he's proud to be American. I think I kind of changed my philosophy, too, about what to vote for in an election, thinking that, you know, in many ways, government is, you know, 90% administration, 10% politics, it seems sometimes. And really, you just want a really smart person in charge, you know, running things efficiently. And I felt like Reagan was there, and I actually ended up voting Republican for that reason, because they seemed more organized. They seemed like they could run the government better. And the biggest regret I ever made was voting for Bush in 2004, and I voted for Obama in 2008.
And where are you today? Did you then get turned off by Obama's health care reform and other things?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of am starting to feel a little more libertarian. I'm kind of unemployed right now, so part of me feels okay about, you know, healthcare reform for people who are unemployed. But in general, I'd like to see a very strong contender against Obama. I'd like to see Obama kind of push out of the Republican Party the best and brightest for this next election, and then I would vote. Otherwise, you know, we're going to have a huge issue.
You got any favorite Republican emerging so far?
I really liked Bobby Jindal for a while, but I don't know what happened. I thought his speech was okay, but ever since that State of the Union response, it sounds like he's been off the map.
Ryan, thanks a lot for your call. We appreciate it. Call in for Reagan Democrats, a political oral history on the occasion of Ronald Reagan's 100th birthday yesterday. Joe, near the, what are you, in the Lincoln Tunnel, this says?
Actually, outside of the Lincoln Tunnel now.
Glad you made it through.
Thank you.
And you were a Reagan Democrat?
Yeah. I grew up in a house where everybody was Democrat. I even have a picture of my grandfather shaking Jimmy Carter's hand. So when I started to show a lot of, I guess, support or admiration for the way I felt Ronald Reagan led the country, it caused a lot of consternation, to say the least, in my family.
Was it tough for you? Were there Democratic Party values that you cherished, and it was really difficult for you to come to support Reagan, or a lot of family discussion about it?
Well, the family in general was supported candidates, you know, that felt like they were looking after the, you know, the common guy, the, you know, the average Joe kind of type of person, and there was something about the way that I felt that. Looking at President Reagan, the way he led the country, the way he stood up and said right to, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, things like that. I always look for, you know, presidents coming after that to have that kind of, you know, stand up for what's right moment. You know, I was always hoping, was still hoping that at some point, you know, Obama, we can hear something from Obama declarative about, you know, not just to Israel, but to the Palestinians, you know, end this violence, come to peace now, or just something to stand up and make someone, everyone be aware that, you know, the United States is trying to be on the side that's right. We're not always, but we're at least trying to be on the side that's right, and that really stuck in my mind.
Did you vote for Obama?
I did vote for Obama, and it was hard because I really like John McCain. There's a lot about John McCain. I can understand people who maybe not agree with his policy, but as a person, as a man of substance, John McCain's a real substantive man. The things that I liked about Obama were the things that he talked about when he said, you know, we're going to go to the Middle East and we're going to talk plainly. And we're not going to hide behind, you know, these stories about what we think is happening. We're going to talk plainly. He was going to come out and be real aggressive as far as green energy.
You think it would be hard for you to vote for Obama again?
I would say it would be really hard to vote for Obama again.
Joe, thank you very much for your call. Stephen in New Brunswick, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You were a Reagan Democrat?
Well, I have been a Democrat. I would call myself an independent now.
Mm-hmm. And what made you a Democrat before Reagan, and what made you switch to him at the time?
Well, I've been a Democrat. I was a Democrat during a period when I was pretty unreflective politically, and everyone around me was a Democrat. So, I mean, I became disenchanted with everything as a consequence of Jimmy Carter, who I considered a sickening presidency. That is to say, he made the country ill, and I realized we needed someone healthy and wholesome in the presidency, ideologies be damned. And Reagan was that man. There was no question about that.
Have you stayed with the Republicans ever since, in your case?
You know, I was fond for a time of the neoconservatives, and I'm disenchanted with them. I dislike intensely the born-again people because I don't like over-morality and ideology in politics. I like pragmatists like Clinton and like Obama and people who are minimal when it comes to applying morality to political problems.
So do you still like Obama, likely to vote for him for re-election?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. I like him. I support him. I think he's been terrific.
Stephen, thank you. And John in Norwalk is going to get our last minute. John, you're on WNYC. You were a Reagan Democrat.
Hi, Brian. Yes, I was a Reagan Democrat. I was active in the Democratic Party in New York City, in New York State, and indeed nationally all through the 80s. And I had an interesting experience in 1991. I went to Prague with a bunch of leading figures from New York City and New York State government to participate in a seminar on municipal governance in a democracy.
We have 20 seconds, so get there.
I'm sorry?
We have 20 seconds, so I'm going to push you to the point.
The point is, I met a lot of people associated with the Velvet Revolution, including Václav Havel, mm-hmm. and they were artists, and they loved rock and roll, and all things not associated with Ronald Reagan, the Republican Party, but they loved Ronald Reagan. He was a hero for them. He had the strength and the clarity to stand up to the Soviet Union, and they loved him as much
fought
as they loved... Let us say Frank Zappa.
Fought for their freedom, the Zappa-Reagan Coalition. John, thank you very much. John gets the last word in this oral history for people who were ever Reagan Democrats on the occasion of Ronald Reagan's 100th birthday yesterday. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.